from KQED.
And now we remember Bernard Tyson, chairman and CEO of Kaiser Permanente, who died unexpectedly in his sleep on Sunday at the age of 60. A visionary leader who advocated for equity in the healthcare industry, he spent over 30 years with Kaiser, becoming the healthcare giant's first black CEO in 2013. And Bernard Tyson was a champion of workplace diversity and racial equity, who, on the day before he passed, addressed the AfroTech conference taking place in Oakland on equity in healthcare and technology. He also served on the boards of the American Heart Association and Salesforce, and in 2017, he was named one of Time Magazine's most influential people. Here with me to remember Bernard Tyson's impact on Bay Area communities and beyond is Jim Wunderman, President and CEO of the Bay Area Council. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Sad day. A great man lost, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate the discussion on grief, and those of us who were in any way touched by Bernard are certainly in a state of grief this morning. He was the chair of the Bay Area Council for the past 2 years, so I had the distinct pleasure of working with him very closely, and we became quite close friends over the last number of years. He's thought of in some ways as a CEO and as a great CEO of a great company, but Bernard is much, much more than that. You know, he is a great leader of humanity and, you know, one of the deepest thinkers and most responsible people I've ever known. And it's just a sad loss to have him gone.
A man enormously admired and emulated by many. And I know with the Bay Area Council, he also worked on you and helping to get out a study on homelessness and did so much else besides those kinds of things, not only for healthcare, obviously, but did so much for helping young African-Americans as a model, as a role model, and really working passionately for social change. Let's bring in Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who knew and worked with Bernard, and also who was California's 13th District Congresswoman. And Barbara Lee, good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on the forum program this morning.
Thank you, Michael. Happy to be with you during this very, very sad moment. You know, my heart is heavy. I think all of us, not only in my district, but throughout the country, want to make sure that Denise and the family knows that we love them. We send our sympathy and condolences, and anything we could do during this very difficult period, we're there for them. You know, I've known Bernard for many, many years. And as you said, he was a true role model, and he cared about the homeless and provided support for so many organizations, such as one of the organizations which I founded, the Martin Luther King Freedom Center. But he was a man of the people, and he never lost sight of who he was and his background, his history. He was a great role model for young African-American men and for all men, quite frankly. And he was a person who was close to many, many people personally, but also professionally. And I have to just say, when I received the call early yesterday morning, I just knew it was a call coming from Bernard, because we had scheduled a time to talk on Sunday about, you know, a lot of the issues, a lot of the challenges that are taking place, because he cared about the workers. He cared about equity, as you said, in the healthcare sectors. But he also cared about making sure that there was justice and fairness with the workers at Kaiser. And we were going to talk about that as he mounted and continue to mount some very, I think, important responses to what was taking place at Kaiser.
Now, we should say there's a five-day strike that was planned, but it will not go on now because of the death of Bernard Tyson. But you also knew him as someone who was really a warrior. I mean, I remember he did an article about police killings of African-Americans. I think it went out on LinkedIn. It's probably still on the web, which, you know, took a very strong and, again, passionate position. And didn't he go to Washington a number of times to fight for Obamacare, what's called Obamacare, when they
Absolutely. He not only came to Washington to fight for the Affordable Care Act, but to give input and to direct it and to provide a lot of the expertise that he had to make a fairer and more equitable and affordable and accessible healthcare system. And with regard to what he wrote with regard to police misconduct and shootings of unarmed African-American men, I think
That shows his soul, his heart, and he understood that even though he had risen in the corporate and healthcare sectors, he still understood the fact that he was an African-American man, no matter how high he had climbed the ladder. And he knew and could relate to what was taking place with unarmed black men. And he let us all know that by his very powerful article that he wrote.
We're talking about the loss, great loss, of the life of Bernard Tyson with Congresswoman Barbara Lee and also with Jim Wunderman. Congresswoman Lee represents California's 13th Congressional District, and Jim Wunderman is president and CEO of the Bay Area Council. Jim, can you talk a little bit about the partnership with the Warriors, which he played a central role in?
Oh, yeah. He was a huge supporter of the Warriors, and I think, under his leadership of Kaiser Permanente, they did – his organization did everything they could to help make the team successful. And he was personally involved in it. He was actually a huge fan, and he went to, he attended a lot of the games, and he saw the Warriors, I think, as one of the major opportunities to bridge communities. And so it was more than just sports for him. I think, what you have with Bernard was someone who just has a deep sense of community and understood the Warriors' place in that. And
so much to remember and so much to emulate. Yeah. I just wanted to say, by way of conclusion here, Mark Benioff wrote online, the CEO of Salesforce, "A light unto the world has gone out. He always did so much for others and the world, one of the world's greatest CEOs. We'll miss him and mourn him and feel grief, but at the same time, his life remains indeed a light." Thank you so much, Jim Wunderman. Thank you, Congresswoman Lee. And thank you, our listeners. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, and hours repeated 10 to 11 in the evening. And for all of us at KQED Public Radio, I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.